GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Our WVOMFM.com question of the day. Well, you can see it before you hear it on the radio. That is if we're friends on Facebook or you're following us on Twitter. It's the same handle on both, George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's a long one. Do you agree with Maine joining other states in suing the Trump administration over allowing the public knowledge of how to print a 3D gun? Oh, boy.
Yeah, nice way to start today.
1-800-966-1039. Can you go online and learn how to make poison? Can you go online and learn how to make a bow and arrow? You can go online and learn most everything. Do they still have in the library the Anarchist's Cookbook that taught you how to build a nuclear weapon? And maybe they left it up there.
I suppose you could.
Maybe they left it in there because they didn't think you'd be able to find the necessary to components. You can't go to a yard sale and buy plutonium or uranium. I understand that, okay? But as 3D printers come, pardon the pun, online, and more people are going to be able to purchase them, although I think the price is exorbitant.
You can buy one for around $300.
$300, that's it?
You can't build a boat with it.
No, not like Dr. Habib Dogger's up at UMaine.
You
got
to
right?
have a big one for
the
that.
The 3D-ago, I think this is the name of the boat. We call it the love boat. But anyway, Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry is joining, 19 other states, Attorney General, suing the Trump administration. Now, this is the way that the WGME News account put it, okay? The lawsuit filed Thursday in Washington aims to block the administration's push for the inclusion of 3D printed gun legislation. So apparently the administration is pushing for the inclusion of 3D printed gun legislation. Push is a strong word in this. The lawsuit states that the Trump administration is working to reclassify printed firearm regulations, which would allow the public to access blueprints for the weapons legally. So,
back in November, a federal judge struck down a decision by the administration to allow blueprints for 3D printed guns to be shared online. The judge said the deal that was made in July was arbitrary and capricious. We've heard that before.
Arbitrary and capricious.
We hear that all the time. And a violation of the Federal Administrative Procedure Act and the Constitution.
Can you translate that for me? Because it's early.
Well, the original deal was part of a settlement that the Justice Department and this Texas-based nonprofit got into, which got a lot of attention. They created the first 100% 3D printed gun.
Okay.
And that got people's attention. The dissemination of plans for the gun was blocked by the then administration, which was Obama's administration. But last year, defense successfully sued the government and had the ban reversed, saying, all right, here we go. This is free speech. Violation of First Amendment. Now, last November, a federal judge struck that deal down. Now, apparently, what's happening here, and I'm reading between the lines, this 19-state lawsuit going up against the current administration trying to say what they did back there was correct.
Okay, I'm risking a lot of really nasty videos coming up on my Facebook feed by going to the Google machine and typing in, how do you build a gun? And instantly, three videos come up. DIY guns, the legal win that makes it easier than ever to build your own firearm. The next video, how to make a homemade gun full length and homemade guns, building them right. There are already ways to build a gun and instructions online how to build a firearm. I'm not taking a position either side on this. I'm just pointing out what's there. There are videos and tutorials online right now and probably at your local library. They probably have them at the Mark and Emily Turner Library in Presque Isle. Read a book today. But it seems that they want to keep the idea of the formula for making a 3D printed gun out of the public's hands. What's the difference?
Back when I was a kid, they were making zip guns. You remember zip guns? You could make it with a piece of pipe and some duct tape or something. And all you had to have was a barrel, which you could make. And then you had to have a firing pin and you had to have a way to fire it. But
I guess I can see the difference here in that if you are going to print a 3D gun, there's likely, I don't know for a fact, but there's no metal in it. And you can get through the metal detector at the Cross Insurance Center, the Cross Insurance Arena, or at the Bangor International Airport or Portland Jetport, God forbid.
Now, I don't know these gun rules. I don't spend a lot of time with them. I'm like you. I don't have an oar in the water here. But
by the way, I did send a note yesterday at 5:36 a.m. I sent a note to Jeff Bickford with the organization, Maine Gun. He's the exec director of the Maine Gun Safety Coalition. He's been on our program before. This news release came out yesterday. Sent him a note. Yet to hear back from him. We'll make an arrangement to get to him at some time.
Under federal law, there's a thing called the Undetectable Firearms Act. And any firearm that cannot be detected by a metal detector is illegal to manufacture. So legal designs for firearms have to...
See, that's where I think this is, right here.
Right. They're made out of plastic. And it can be. But it expired. It had a sunset provision on it. And I think it expired. So...
By the way, this person writes to us, you can go to YouTube now and watch how they make 3D printed guns.
Sure.
Yeah, but you got to buy yourself a 3D printer. I'm surprised they're only like $300 now, really?
I read a place where you could buy a 3D printer for $300, but maybe it will only make a keychain.
Let me take this call. Can you check that on the Google machine? How much to buy a 3D printer, enough to build a gun? I know you're going to risk nasty videos on your Facebook feed, too. Caller, hello. Do you agree with Maine joining other states and suing the Trump administration over allowing the public knowledge of how to print a 3D gun? What are you thinking?
No, I do not agree with them trying to sue anybody. I am an engineer in training and a firearms enthusiast, and I happen to own two 3D printers of my own. You can buy 3D printers for as little as $168. Huh. You can buy a good 3D printer for as little as $220. And the pressures that are involved in firing any modern cartridge are not going to be contained by any 3D printed barrel that you could use more than once. You are going to get one shot, and this 3D printed barrel is going to disintegrate.
Hmm. Will it still pack the same punch? Will it still pack the same punch as a regularly designed and operated metal firearm?
No, simply because much of the energy from the cartridge is going to be consumed in the destruction of the plastic. The bullet will not have the same amount of power. Hmm. Also, to think about your non-detectable firearm, there is no lethal weapon that does not contain metal in the cartridge. So your bullet itself is going to be detectable.
Mm. Let us answer one more question for us, if you will, with your background on this, because a listener sent us a note that read, even with the plastic 3D guns, you'll need a metal barrel and metal firing pin. Do you know that to be true or false?
I believe you can create a barrel, like I said, that would fire one time. If you need it to fire more than one time, you do have to reinforce it with metal.
Terrific. Thank you for your insight. 1-800-966-1039. Other text messages this person writes to us. As far as metal detectors go, it does no good without bullets. The bullets must be, or the bullets are, metal-based.
Suppose, I'm just throwing this out.
Yep.
Suppose you ship the bullets separately from the gun. The gun isn't detectable, according to what I'm reading here. If there's no bullet in the gun, you can have the gun and then bring the bullet in later, right?
Mm-hmm. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with Maine joining other states and suing the Trump administration over allowing the public knowledge of how to print a 3D gun?
No, and it has nothing to do with the issue. What it has to do with is that these people that are supposedly in the wrong are not going to be penalized. The taxpayers are going to be penalized. That's where the payment's going to come from.
1-800-966-1039. This is not about building a gun, writes this listener to us. It's about detection. Ben writes to us, ammunition is more detectable than a firearm. 1-800-966-1039. These are extremely dangerous weapons, says Jeff Bickford of the Maine Gun Safety Coalition. He's the exec director. Because they're made of plastic, they're not going to get picked up at metal detectors. That's the concern of the Maine Gun Safety Coalition. Caller, hi, GHRT. What are your concerns about Maine joining the lawsuit with other states suing the Trump administration over allowing the public knowledge of how to print a 3D gun?
This is outrageous. Listen, I'm an avid firearm user. I do a lot of training with them in multiple facets. And anything that has to do with a 3D printed gun, it's not going to work multiple times. In order for you to be able to put or carry a firearm through any security checkpoint, you're going to have any type of metal in there in order for it to work efficiently. If bullets, barrels, firing pins, it's all stuff that's going to be picked up underneath any type of detection system whatsoever. A 3D printed gun is just not going to pass the mustard.
Well,
thank you.
Well, he's gone now, I imagine. If there are so many guns available to be purchased, why would you want a plastic gun? It seems to be something that's flimsy. I might blow up in your hand.
Based on what they're saying, I agree with you. But the undetectability, and I suppose it could create not a deterrent, but present as a threat. I mean, if I printed for some reason a 3D gun, one would perceive that I have it, and then someone might do what I order them to do because they see that I have a firearm, and they might not know that it's only going to get off one shot, and it's probably going to blow up and do me just about as much damage on my hand than it's going to do even if I hit them. Caller, hi, do you agree with Maine joining other states and suing the Trump administration over allowing the public knowledge of how to print a 3D gun?
Yes, and you don't want these at the airports. And plus, these 3D printers are little toys. You can make a chess set with them, or anything plastic, but nothing metal unless you're spending $1 million on the machine.
Suppose it takes $1 million right now, but the price could come down. Maybe they're trying to get ahead of it. I got no oar in the water here. I have no dog in the fight. Just asking the questions. They are like paper cases with a firecracker inside. That person writes to us. It requires...
They call them ghost guns. I don't know much about them because they pass... Again, the safety people call these ghost guns because they don't... They pass through a metal detector undetected. Now, I'm hearing people say, well, they got this or that in them. The people who are on these scanning devices say, no, they do get through.
You know, let's think like Mission Impossible just for a second, okay?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, you can be Tom Cruise, and I'll be his sidekick, okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to somehow smuggle in, George, the plastic firearm, all right? And I'm going to smuggle in somehow a necklace that has something akin to a metallic bullet on it. And so once you and I get through and they put the wand on me, what's that? Oh, it's this necklace that my uncle gave to me. I always keep it close to my heart. All right, go ahead, sir. And so once you and I are inside and then I detach the bullet, I hand it off to you secretly, clandestinely, and you put it in the firearm, and then we take out the bad guy.
Or a guy, or a good guy. It could be.
No, we're the good guys in this scenario. We're always going to be the good guys.
So we're going to take out the bad guy.
Exactly. Where am I? One of our pen pals, Henry, writes to us, the freedom to do something implies the wisdom to be responsible for one's conduct. Unfortunately, the human species has demonstrated a capacity for irresponsible behavior. In my view, allowing anyone to build their own polymer gun is a recipe for mischief and mayhem. If you're online.
What about felons who are not allowed to have guns?
They can get one, sort of.
They can make one.
Without a serial number on it.
Which is illegal.
If you're online, vote on the WVOMFM.com question of the day. Brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.